This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan came to an end yesterday evening, and now Muslims around the world are celebrating Eid after 4 weeks of fasting. Around 2 billion people observe Ramadan, and a big aspect of the holy month and the Muslim faith in general is zakat, or charitable giving. It's one of the five pillars of Islam and a requirement of observant Muslims. During the pandemic, charitable donations increased across the U.S. generally, and so did zakat. Then, inflation entered the mix. Joining us now to talk about it is Halil Demir. He's Executive Director at the Zakat Foundation of America. Halil, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How much money do you estimate is spent on charity during the month of Ramadan by Muslims meeting their religious duty?
That number is very difficult to get, but I will go from American Muslims' perspective as a minority. So we are, very small minority here in United States. And I think when you look at the numbers of the organization that participated, and then the mosque and Islamic center and school, I will easily say probably we raised closer to $1 billion.
Wow. What causes do people generally give to?
That differs also. Basically, some people will give issues that closer to their hearts. And as you know, the zakat has limitations. So zakat can be used only for certain things. For example, you cannot give zakat to build a school or build a mosque. So the zakat goes to 8 categories. And these categories are, the first two are poor and needy.
What does that look like? What kinds of charities would money go to?
Let's talk about from Zakat Foundation perspective, right? We are a humanitarian organization. We ask our folks donate to causes that will empower the communities. So we have a project. We say we distribute livestock. So please donate your zakat over the livestock that we can give in one of these third world countries, let's say either in Africa or Southeast Asia. We have these programs. So we will buy 2 sheep or 3-4 goats. And with the money, with the zakat that donated to our organization, the essence of the zakat is the creating the social justice, economical justice. So when you take these sheep or goats to the given the families, next year, this family doesn't need any more zakat, so you literally get them out of poverty. And we convince our communities, donate to these causes. Or there are also causes others than, we have a cancer patient children that, family is poor and very difficult financially to support these cancer patient kids. We convince our donors to donate their zakat to take care of these children. But basically, zakat has to, the first one, you try to give zakat to free them, from economical desperate situation, get them out of it.
Mm-hmm. I think someone had mentioned as well that earthquake victims in Turkey were a big cause.
Definitely, zakat goes to these people. They lost everything what they have, and they're living in tent villages. One of these tent villages actually run by Zakat Foundation in the city of Adıyaman. So we have 1,600 individuals living there. Most of them were in good shape. They have homes, and overnight now they don't have nothing. And so, yes, you're supposed to give your zakat, poor and needy in refugee camps, the widows and orphans, and everybody else in community that you are sure that they're really in need.
The broader economy has faced a lot of headwinds lately. I mean, there's the pandemic, there's been inflation. Has that affected how people give?
Yes. I will say in history of Zakat Foundation, last 20, 22 years, we've been serving. Our nation was very generous during COVID. So each of these humanitarian organizations received more donation during COVID than another time. And right now, earthquake, also very generous. And so, yeah, you're right. They're very generous while we all go through challenges.
Inflation over the past couple of years has been a real challenge. Has that made it more expensive to help people? And has it made people more hesitant to give as much?
Doesn't seem to be the case. I think people are sharing. I think people are caring. I remember this nation, is a very generous nation, Americans generally. We have donated to causes, social causes, and all other causes, $485 billion. And $485 billion, and I'm talking about numbers 2021, is is actually most often not coming from the corporate world. Is a very small portion, in fact, come from corporate world. The rest of it comes from average American people like us, salaried people. So Muslim community is very generous compared to other communities. So yes, inflation and yes, challenges, but our nation still very generous, still forthcoming when we request, and they really rush to give.
Halil Demir is the executive director of the Zakat Foundation of America. Halil, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.